We're talking today with Phil Sang from U.S. Meat Export Federation. Phil, one of the great stories you've got, obviously, for 2013 is the turnaround of a market that is near and dear to your heart, as you were, of course, at one point, country director in Japan. The Japanese were our top customer back in 2003, and 2013 they are our top customer again.
Yeah, I think we're really pleased with the performance that we've had as far as the U.S. industry in Japan this year. I think we're even the packers and the exporters are very surprised at how well it's gone. You know, our numbers are up dramatically in Japan, and I just, you know, in basically all sectors, there was a low inventory level there at one point in time in anticipation of the market opening. And now that it's opened, it's just been really, really positive as far as going to 30 months.
When you start breaking down the numbers, what really impresses you about what we've been able to do thus far this year in Japan?
Well, I think it's a cross section. Of course, there's the traditional items that we would send to Japan, the short plate, and some of those types of things. But the actual demand there, and I would have to attribute this possibly to the Prime Minister with his stimulus package. He's passed a stimulus package that probably is comparable to the package that was passed in the United States when we had our financial crisis. And, of course, pumping a lot of money into that economy has made a huge difference. And so it's given the Japanese, in my opinion, a lot of confidence. They have a lot of confidence in the future going forward. And obviously when you feel that you're going to be better off tomorrow than you are today, it makes a big difference as far as your purchasing patterns. The other thing, Japan is really now, I could say, probably recovered from the impact of that whole earthquake scenario of 2 years ago. And, you know, Japan actually went pretty dark. And even though you weren't in an afflicted area, people had a kind of a sympathetic thing where they wouldn't just go out. They felt they should kind of endure and suffer a little bit. So people became very frugal after the earthquake, and I think that's shaken off as well. So there's a couple of factors in there that are, I think, quite encouraging. But definitely the improved economy has had a major impact for us, and the fact that they really have recovered from the earthquake situation.
First 5 months of the year, we were seeing some struggles for our numbers. The June numbers that are just now out showed quite a good story for beef and pork.
Well, yeah, I think when we take a look again for the first half of the year, we're very, very pleased with the performance both on the beef and the pork complex. I think, you know, the real positive force this year has been the opening up of the further opening of the Japanese market. That's been a huge boost as far as our exporters are concerned. Japan's down a little bit on the pork side, but it's up dramatically on the beef side. I think when we look around, whether it's north, south, east, or west, frankly, the only market that really seems to be vexing us at this point in a large degree would be Russia, from the beef and the pork standpoint. They closed their market on February 11th. We've been working to try to get back into that market. USMEF worked up a PVP program that we ran by the entire industry. The U.S. government is looking at that, and that's being discussed with the Russians. So we would hopefully expect that sometime this year we might see some possibility of some improvement as far as that situation is concerned. Domestically, the Russians are being challenged right now. They have a huge affliction from the standpoint of the African swine fever. It's spreading very rapidly. The Europeans are very concerned because it is spreading west, and it's in the Belgorod area right now of Russia. And I think it's just a matter of time probably before it's going to be visiting Western Europe. So this is nothing. I mean, wishes this on anybody. This is really an affliction, to say the least. But that what that does mean is they're going to be short as far as pork. They're going to be short as far as raw materials. And there's some limitations around the world to supply this. So we think that will help also as far as our process of getting us back in that market.
When it comes to the Japanese, I mean the Russian market, but also the Chinese market, they both have got these concerns regarding ractopamine. And on a related note, we have Tyson backing away from the Zilmax product, a related product to ractopamine, the beta agonist. How does this, you know, what are you going to be talking about in the days to come with some of our partners as this plays through the market?
Well, I think number one is every packer has the right to choose, obviously, the kind of cattle they want to procure and any of the details. That's why I think we've seen such a proliferation of brands, frankly, in the market, especially in the beef market over the last 10 years. Frankly, we support any choices that the industry makes. I mean, we don't usually comment on individual decisions that Packers would make. We look at everything from the standpoint of the overall industry. But as a result of this announcement, we have monitored what's going on internationally. We've seen it's been very quiet overnight. This is not it's not viewed as a food safety concern. Obviously, most of our export markets, the key thing that they look at is what is being compromised. Is there any food safety risk here? And absolutely not. We all know that there's not a food safety risk. We've never been relegated out of a market because of an animal welfare concern. So my expectation would be is they'll look at this further. And, Tyson said this could be temporary. We don't know what the situation is for sure, but we promote beef, we promote the entire industry, and so it's a large industry, so you're going to have a lot of diversification in the industry.
But just the fact that they stated it was not a food safety issue, that helps you, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it helps both domestically and internationally, because I think that's probably the predominant issue wherever we are around the world and in this country. So I think that really helps to assuage a lot of concerns right there, that it's not a food safety-related issue. It's totally an animal welfare issue.
Let's talk a little bit about this whole scenario that we're starting to play out again in 2013 as we did in 12 on the Farm Bill MAP, the matching funds that you get from Uncle Sam. We're coming down. Very likely we'll miss the September 30th deadline as far as a one-year extension. We're going to be without a bill for some weeks at least. How much of a problem does that give an organization like USMEF? You all are one of the largest folks as far as getting those monies from Uncle Sam that you use overseas.
Well, it's really critical and it's really vital to our operation. As you know, the Farm Bill has been extended a couple times already, which means it doesn't redress any of the imbalances or any of the concerns that a lot of people have with the Farm Bill. It just actually prolongs the agony to some degree. What we find, especially with the Farm Bill, of course, is the brightest spot probably in all of U.S. agriculture has been the export market. And that's not just for red meats. That's for all the items that we export, as you well know, $141 billion last year. And then we're in the black. So it's very, very important. So the idea here that we can't come together on a farm bill has really called into question our ability to be, to some degree in some of these markets, what they call a reliable supplier. And so I think the quicker that we can come together on this, we know there's only 9 days in September that they're going to be able to conference on this. But the fact that they are going to conference, I think, is encouraging. But we would hope that they could come up with something for the next 5 years and give us some stability as far as these export markets. Because right now, as you take a look, in Asia, we're looking at TPP. And with Europe, we're looking at TTIP. You know, these major trade agreements both across the Atlantic and the Pacific. This is the time that we need to dignify these negotiations with sound marketing programs and preparation for more further openings. And, you know, there's no doubt that at this time, the increased competition that we're dealing with around the world is fierce. And the support that governments give to some of these industries to be successful internationally is really unparalleled. So frankly, we do need this. We need this from the standpoint of market access. We need it from the standpoint of promotion of our products in these markets, because what this does, it's not only helps us export, but this is something that reaches all the small towns in the United States. Agriculture is a key industry, and we need to do more to perpetuate it both at home and abroad.